Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Oh, Father, we pray now that you would, through your word and by your spirit, show us your mighty power as we look back to the wondrous works that you have done and are reminded of your mighty power to do beyond anything we could ask or think. We pray that you would speak to us now and encourage us in Jesus' name. Amen. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, David sings a song. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 22 that David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. If you know anything about David's life, he faced a lot of battles. After he was anointed to be the next king, he had to face a giant, and then he had to face the jealousy of the current sitting king who tried to take his life multiple times. David had to face many battles, and the Lord saw him through every single one of them. And when David had been delivered by the hand of the Lord through all of his battles, you know what he did? He sang a song unto the Lord. What a joy to see the power of God's hand expressed in the everyday moments of his servant's life. Well, this song that David recited unto the Lord in 2 Samuel 22 was picked up as a psalm to celebrate the good hand of God to his people Israel. And it is recorded in our Bibles as Psalm 18. The superscription of the psalm says, "To the choir master, a psalm of David, a servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, he said," and we're getting ready to get into the psalm, but here's what I want us to do. I want to read this whole song to you devotionally. Now, it's long. It's 50 verses. So really what I want to do is read you just a small portion at a time, give you one thought that you can take as a note if you're following along on your YouVersion app. But I want us to see the mighty power of our God then and be reminded of the mighty power of our God now, because you and I, as we trust and follow Jesus, serve a God who helps. And that's the theme I want to give you tonight. God helps. So look with me at Psalm 18, this wonderful song of deliverance and praise to Almighty God who delivered David from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Verse 1. "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." The first point that I want to give you is that God helps by being our refuge. God helps by being our refuge. You may know the song, "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock." That God is our refuge. God is our strong tower. God is our hiding place. God is the rock to whom we run when we are in need of protection and when we are in need of divine intervention. God welcomes us in and holds us fast and carries us through. So, God helps by being our refuge. That's in His nature. We can run to Him, and we can know that He will shelter us in the shadow of His wings. Verse 4. "The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." The second point that I want to give you tonight is this: God helps by hearing our cries. How amazing is it that our God hears us when we cry to him? What does David say? It got bad. It got bad. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes as you trust and follow Jesus, it's going to get bad. and it's going to look bad. And David said, I despaired of my life, almost died. The depths of the grave almost encompassed me. And so what did I do? I cried out to my Lord, and he heard my cry. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what you're facing right now. I mean, we have people in our congregation who are struggling. We have people in our community who are struggling. We have people all throughout our nation who are struggling. And yet our God is our refuge, and our God hears our cries to him. So maybe the best thing you can do right now is hit pause on this broadcast and just pray. Cry out to him. Take your request to Almighty God. It may be bad. It is not bigger than him. David said, I cried out, and God heard my cry. Well, listen to how God responded. Verse 7. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The third point, God helps by responding as only he can. One pastor put it like this, that when David cried, God, come a-running, God came. God moved in the ways that only he could. Notice the great natural expressions of God's power and his glory and God's intervention into David's situation. God responded as only he can. And let me give you this reminder. God has given you and me gifts and talents and ability. He has endowed us with strength, and yet all of that pales in comparison to his mighty power. He is God, and we are not. He is strong, and we are weak. And the Bible tells us that his strength is perfected in our weakness. Remember when the Apostle Paul said that he cried out to God that God might remove the thorn in his flesh, the messenger of Satan who was sent to torment him. What answer did he receive from God? He said, my grace is sufficient for you, Paul, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. What does that mean? That when we recognize our weakness and we turn to him and rely upon his strength, that opens up the possibility of God responding in the sort of power David just sang about. God is God, and God is able, and God responds as only he can. Look with me at verse 20. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem tortuous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. The fourth point, God helps by directing our path. God helps by directing our path. David was saying, look, before the Lord I was blameless. That does not mean that he was perfect. But what does that mean? That David, a man after God's own heart, who stumbled in many ways, who struggled in many ways, that the overall trajectory of his life, empowered by the Spirit of God, was to follow God and to do what God wanted. Now I'm going to tell you something. If you're out transgressing God's laws, don't go to him for rescue. Go to him for forgiveness. But don't ask him to bless a law of his that you're breaking. He's not going to do it. He's just not going to do it. I find myself in counseling sessions at times with people who are obstinately turned against what God has said, and yet they want the blessing of God without living up to what God has commanded. It doesn't work that way. But if you will align the trajectory of your life to follow God, when what he says to do isn't what you want to do, then there is blessing there. That doesn't mean that life will always be easy, but that means God will guide you through life's path. God will lead you on, and God will help you, empower you as you trust and follow Jesus. By his Holy Spirit that he has put in you, he will empower you to follow his way by directing your path. This God, his way is perfect. David said, the word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all of those who take refuge in him. Do you take refuge in him tonight? Do you run to him, your rock and your redeemer? Do you find your strength in his strength? Are you able to navigate life circumstances with your eyes fixed on Jesus? I want to tell you, if you trust and follow Jesus, all of those things are possible, and all of those things are very real to you. Verse 31, for who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and you did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet, for you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The fifth point, God helps by giving us victory. Now keep in mind, in the Old Testament, the people of Israel were God's hand of judgment against the world, okay? So David, as the leader of the people of Israel, was enacting God's judgment upon those who did not trust and follow Almighty God. That's not the way it works in the New Covenant. In the New Covenant, we are instruments of peace in the Redeemer's hands to bring about the shalom peace of Jesus Christ, that God has revealed his character. God will judge the world, but he's going to take care of that. We are not the instrument of judgment. But in the Old Testament, Israel was the instrument of judgment. And so what is David saying? God, you have given me victory over my enemies who are also your enemies. Those who turn away from you, you have given me victory over them. Well, can I tell you that if you trust and follow Jesus, God has given you victory as well. God has given you victory in Jesus Christ over the flesh. God has given you victory over the world. God has given you victory over the devil by the finished work of Jesus Christ on His cross and by the power of His resurrection. You are able to stand in victory. So, in Christ, you and I don't fight for victory. We fight the battle of the good fight of faith from a position of victory. I heard Tony Evans say that one time. We don't fight for victory in Christ. We fight from victory in Christ. So we stand against the devil's schemes from a position of victory. God has already won the victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you stand in Christ, then you fight from victory, for the victory has already been won by our Lord. Let me give you this final piece, verse 46. The Lord lives. And blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above all those who rose against me. You delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. The last point I want to give you is this. God helps by giving us Christ. God helps by giving us Christ. This final portion of this great song of deliverance is David looking forward to the fulfillment of the promise God had made to him. In 2 Samuel 7, God promised David that from his line he would raise up a king who would reign forevermore. And you and I know that king is Jesus of Nazareth, who is the Christ, the Messiah of God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. And so the ultimate way that God has helped us is by loving us to the degree that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we might be forgiven of our sin, cleansed of our unrighteousness, called a child of God, and be held in the firm grip of God throughout the course of our lives and into eternity. That's the hope that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. So I wanted us to look back tonight to see the mighty hand of God revealed in the life of David, to see the mighty power of God revealed as we looked forward from that perspective to Christ, our great King. And for those of us who trust and follow Jesus, that we would see the mighty power of our God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think, according to the power, His power, that is at work in His church. Well, His church is made up of every believer who has repented of sin, who trusts and follows Jesus. You can be a part of that group by giving your life to Him tonight. But no matter where you are, look to Jesus. Stand in the victory that Jesus has given. Surrender your life to Him yet again. And trust Him to see you through all the way to glory. Let's pray together. Lord, we're so thankful for the great praise that David sang to you as you delivered him from all of his enemies. And we are thankful that you help us now. Remind us, Lord, to call out to you first. And remind us, Lord, to trust in you most. And remind us, Lord, that in Jesus Christ, the victory has been won. And we are to be instruments of your peace, your shalom peace, where we would do justly and we would love mercy and we would walk humbly with you, our God. Let us make this world a better place that more accurately reflects the kingdom of heaven even now. And as we turn our attention to the rest of the week, we join our voices and our hearts and our minds yet again to pray together that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us tonight, and we hope you will join us again virtually this Friday night at 6:30 for Friday night virtual Vespers, as we are encouraged that in Jesus Christ we have been redeemed. God bless you.